You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Former teacher from, she's from Texas, but she's reading the biblical mandate to pray without ceasing, and she wants to bring it to schools across the nation by kickstarting an initiative that seeks to spark revival at every school in every city. Whoa! Kelly is her name. It's called Lock the Shields. Lock the Shields Ministry. We know a spiritual problem demands a spiritual solution. That's right, because Paul told the church. He wrote a letter. Church at Ephesus, we don't war against flesh and blood, against rulers and powers and principalities in higher places. You just keep hearing God saying, I need watchmen on the wall. And you know what? Prayer works. Amazing. She said since the start of the ministry, she's seen God answer prayers. She told her son, when you walk into that cafeteria, invite angels into that room with you. She said, your father and I are going to be asking for the presence of God to fill that place. And after her family started praying, her son shared that children who used to use profanity at lunch stopped doing so. Your prayers matter. And with that said, it's a very short prayer for students as they're getting back into school. Lord, we pray that they would receive correction well. As Proverbs 15 in the Bible says, the ear that listens to the life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. Whoever ignores instruction despises himself, but he who listens to reproof gains intelligence. Proverbs 15. So thank you for praying along.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
It's funny, I was thinking about this. Just the other day, microbreweries. What were you thinking about micro beer breweries for? Because they're kind of coming back. And I'm not a beer person. I'm really not. But I come across this story about somebody that I'm sure you know because you watched the TV shows that he was in for years. You know, Kelsey Grammer. Right? And if you've watched the latest movie that he was in, that really changed his life, about a true story of Pastor Chuck Smith back in the 1970s when an encounter with God and a hippie and a bunch of people that were searching for the truth and got baptized in the Pacific Ocean. All that is true. That really changed his life. Kelsey Grammer, I don't know where to start with the story. He has had one of the worst set of circumstances with his family. Has been absolutely incredible. But with that aside, nearly three decades ago, he bought land in upstate New York near Margaretville, right? And now he has a microbrewery there called Faith American. It's named partly after his daughter and his love for America, but also his walk of faith. He said, there's no question that's how. Well, as my wife has said, you just have to declare God as your partner. Thank God for the wives. Thank God for you alongside, you know. It's amazing. Kelsey Grammer said, he told the news, he said, I was trying to sell it out to a distributor in California. He goes, well, first thing you got to do is change the name. And you think that's going to happen? No, it's not going to happen. And in case you're wondering if it's any good, it's been tested at the most popular restaurants in the Hamptons this past summer. So it's really pretty cool. Imagine that. He said, well, water should make a great beer, and it quenches your thirst, too. And up here in the Catskills, we got, like, the best water. It's pretty cool. It's been pretty amazing. He said, you know, public faith has changed the way people approach him. Isn't that interesting? It would. He said, for some, you know, walk right up and they go, bless you, God bless you in Jesus' name. And they put their head on my head, you know. He said, well, we'll share a little prayer together. And it's wonderful because I'm certainly open to that. And the invitation stands. Anybody of faith, step right up.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
One thing that I want to tell you about, and you can take advantage of if you want to, that children are back in school, your children, grandchildren, right? You may be in need of legal defense, all right? Maybe for, say, your right of opting out of unwanted classes for your child or grandchild, all right? Maybe another issue. Well, you have some friends at an organization called Pacific Justice Institute, Now I'll call them PJI. They're a nonprofit legal defense organization. They specialize in the defense of religious freedom. They're constitutional law, right? And they're all over the country, and they are in New York. I know they have a place in New York City. It's a place around Dutchess County. And they welcome your inquiry. I had an opportunity to do an interview with the founder who did it 30 years ago. It was like 30 years ago. He founded it out in California. And he said, please, just check, even if you're not sure, right? Very nice man. They are a nonprofit. They're a 501c3. And they provide support to your family. Their website, which, and I posted the interview, it's a podcast on our website, and I post the link is easy to remember. It's PJI, Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. They have a great website, okay? Because there's certain things that your child or grandchild might be told, oh, you can't do that, you can't bring a Bible school, you know, so you may need to do that. They'd be glad to talk to you about that. So let's pray right now for our students in school as they get going here. I pray, Lord, that they would share their faith with others. As the psalmist said, they shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. That's Psalm 145. Amen in Jesus' name.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He'll put a smile on your face no matter what side of the bed you got up on.
Nothing more anxious than women getting their hair cut. If you're a woman, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Boy, I tell you, it's amazing. And imagine Tasha Late taking her song, Look What You've Done, about her haircut. Oh, man, was that so? That is, I mean, she crushed it. It was amazing. So maybe you need to hear this. I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but if you're going through a rough time, don't cut your bangs, okay?
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
All right, we got on the line right now, Kathy, and we're going to find out about Messy Church. I guarantee you about that. Now, your church there, St. James Methodist Church there, Kathy, okay?
Yes, it's the United Methodist Church. It's the Green Church on the corner of Fair, right next to the county building. We call it the Green Church That Cares.
That's beautiful.
And we have a program called Messy Church.
You told me that.
Yeah. What?
What's Messy Church?
It is fun central. It's a, we call it an intergenerational, wiggle-friendly time. It's really geared towards the kids and the kid in all of us. So that includes me. It has been the highlight of my month each month. It's the first Saturday of the month at 4 o'clock. It goes from 4 to 6. And we start off with about 8 tables of different crafts. And children go from table to table. Usually one of the tables is a service project, like filling bags of dog and cat food or things for people that are homeless or people that have been flooded out. And kids really love doing that, feeling a sense of contribution. And then we have a parade with noisemakers and singing into the sanctuary. And then we do godly play. Rebecca Leibowitz, who started off as our children and youth director, is now an associate pastor. And she has learned godly play. And it's this amazing way of really engaging the children. So instead of, you know, opening the book and you tell the story and then Noah says, you know, do this and this, she has these little figures. We'll take out a figure and here's Noah and he's going onto the ark and here's the animals and the children gather around and they get quiet because she gets quieter and they are enraptured and it's just a sight to see.
Cool.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.